we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
Welcome back to our camp house here at DSC's Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, and hey, we've already had three big days of auction and Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. Two to go today and again tomorrow. Silent auction bidding ends tomorrow. Another big live auction tonight. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. If you have a dog that, well, he just wears you out. You love him to death, but he won't stop barking, scratching, clawing, jumping. Calming Care is exactly what you need. It very gently over time settles your dog. Learn more about it. Even order a box when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. We've got a busy camp house today. Lots of folks crowding in here. Larry Wysoon is one of them. Larry is going to talk to us about whitetail deer hunting. What? Wait a minute. It's February. Deer seasons are over. No. Next deer season starts with the scouting you do in February and March. It's prime time for whitetail hunters. Kip Adams is going to join us, too, from the newly founded National Deer Association. Hey, this is a great resource whether you're a seasoned hunter or brand new wannabe. And we're headed for Capitan, New Mexico. I want to talk to Jaden Woodell. Jaden is 17 years old. A couple of years ago, she and her mom decided to start hunting together. And this past fall, Jaden and her mom went bear hunting. Jaden killed a bear. No guide involved, just Jaden, her mom, and their do-it-yourself attitude. They also skinned that bear and packed him out. We're going to get the story from 17-year-old Jaden coming up. Help yourself to the coffee pot and make yourself at home. You're in camp with us today at DSC's Kender Outdoors. Well, hey, if you haven't done it yet, make sure you do it now. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and you're going to find a link to Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Expo Reflections that's been underway since Wednesday evening and wraps up tomorrow. If you're looking to break away from your COVID hideaway in 2021 and go fishing, go hunting, boy, this is a great place to start. Hundreds and hundreds of vendors available to you online through DSC Convention and Expo this weekend. Many of them offering show specials that are going to discount that trip of a lifetime. Just go to that interactive map of the floor plan at Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. Click on any vendor there. A page will pop up with needed contact info and a description of the business, what they do, what they sell. From there, you can scroll down to look for any discounts that that vendor might be offering. Example, Joshua Creek Ranch. Click on their booth and scroll down for those bird hunting and axis deer hunting show special discounts. And then tonight at 7:30 Central, it's party time and an opportunity for you to bid on incredible auction items from wherever you are, even from the comfort of your bed with your jammies on. The Dallas Safari Club 2021 Convention and Expo Reflections is online this year, and it's very active right now. Hey, Michigan, I know we've had an extremely cold blast of weather come down, but you still got to get outside, bundle up, and enjoy this free fishing weekend. For residents and non-residents, no fishing license needed. Hey, get out and go drill a hole in the ice. Take the kids with you. Hey, just a couple of more days to hunt in Montana. After a special meeting of the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission this past Monday, extended the late elk season in Hunting District 580 through tomorrow for antlerless elk off of national forest lands. The Texas Legacy Class Sharelunkers keep rolling in, four of them already this year. Texas had four total last year. Now four in the first month. The two most recent, Friday a week ago, 13.62. Derek Mundy from Broadus, Texas, fishing a crankbait. Shortly after hitting the water on Sam Rayburn, not only did he catch a 13.62, but two casts in a row, three casts later, he caught a 7.5 and another 7.5. Yes, he was fishing a tournament and he did win it, 39 pounds, in the Toyota Series Southwestern Division tournament on Sam Rayburn. Just 24 hours later, last Saturday, Daniel Ramsey from Trinidad, Texas, thought he'd pitch a jig up under that dock where he caught one a year ago that weighed 12.65. So he did. He pitched it up under there, started working its way back, and was within 5 feet of where he caught that 12.65 when this 13.07 took his jig. He landed that fish, and it helped propel him to a victory in a media bass tournament that he was fishing in on Lake Palestine. Go take a look at these lunkers at kinderoutdoors.com. And while you're there, click on Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. If you own a dog, you've got to have Fortiflora in the fridge. You know, with Purina Vet Direct, they can pretty much just put that Fortiflora right in your refrigerator for you. They'll deliver right to your house.
This is professional angler Rick Klun, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. We started in and continue to office in Dallas, Texas, but our membership and mission work spans the globe. Because of you and your online attendance and participation at the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections, our important work will march on. Thank you for your auction bid, vendor support, or for simply taking a look at DSC. When you click on biggame.org, you're stepping through the front door of one of the most successful conservation, hunter advocacy, and education stories ever. Reflections was a huge success at a time when the fight for our Second Amendment and against poaching has truly never been more important. Vital dollars were raised to continue the mission of educating others about the importance of this perfect and precious heritage. We look forward to seeing you in person January 6th through the 9th, 2022, at the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo.
Buffalo Wool hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Speaking of frying fish, I did just that a few nights ago. I had a nice mess of crappie still put up in the freezer from last summer. I vacuum seal my wild game and fish, and that assures me that we're going to have fresh tasting game all year long, game and fish. And these crappie tasted like they were just straight out of the lake. Deep fried cornmeal, salt, and pepper the way the good Lord intended it. I use about half yellow cornmeal and half white cornmeal. That white cornmeal gives it a little bit more of a crunch. Fried up some okra, steamed some squash, game on. And the next day, we had enough left to make a crappie sandwich. Jaden Waddell, she lives up in Capitan, New Mexico. I'm a big fan of Jaden Waddell. And I want you to meet this 17-year-old bear hunter in her bright pink shirt. Hey, Jaden, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on Dallas Safari Club's Kinder Outdoors.
Thank you for having me.
I tell you what, I got a picture of you a couple of weeks ago, sitting there just grinning, so happy. Up in some beautiful mountains, I'm guessing there in New Mexico, and you're there with your bear, the first bear you'd ever taken, and I don't blame you. I'd be smiling big too, Jaden. Way to go!
Thank you.
Oh my goodness! I want to talk to you a little bit about your hunting and how this all started with you. You're 17, right?
Yes, sir.
And you live in or around Capitan, New Mexico.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in the Capitan Mountains, and a lot of people don't know this, but that's where Smokey the Bear is buried in Capitan, right there outside of Capitan, right?
Yeah, his tombstone's in town at a memorial. He's found
yeah.
Capitan.
Yep, there you go. Long before you were even born, Jaden, I hunted in the Capitan Mountains many, many years ago. I remember it was very, very cold, and it's a long way to the top.
Yeah.
It's tough. Is that where you were hunting for your bear? It was in the Capitan Mountains?
I was in the Carrizo Mountains.
Okay, where is that?
It's a little west of the Capitan.
So you started hunting 3 years ago, and you started with your mom, right?
Yes.
That is so cool. So you and mom are sitting around having dinner one night and you just say, you know what, let's go deer hunting? How'd that happen?
Well, I guess she actually wasn't with me for my very first hunt because she was working, but my stepdad at the time took me because I finally drew out for a big game.
Uh-huh. And went deer hunting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that first hunt, did you kill a deer that first hunt?
I actually got my first deer on my opening morning, so
okay.
It was actually on Thanksgiving Day, and my stepdad and brother had turkey tags, and they both tagged out of turkeys on the same day.
Hey, that's a pretty special Thanksgiving. You won't forget that one, will you?
No, sir, I won't.
So you and your mom hunt together quite a bit?
When we draw out, yes.
Yeah, okay. And so you decided this year that you were going to go bear hunting for the first time, and I'm looking at your picture there, and you've got a pretty bright shirt on. Most people wear camo, and you said, hey, I'm just going hunting, right?
Yeah, I had actually just gotten off work and didn't have time to change before I went up the mountain.
But it didn't matter. And a lot of people hunt with dogs and they get those bears moving. You didn't have that luxury. You just went out on a spot and stalk. You took your rifle to the woods and just went purely hunting and hunted for 4 days, did a lot of glassing, I'm sure, in 4 days with your binocular, and then finally spotted one that you thought maybe you could get to and look like a shooter.
Yeah.
Tell me about your stalk.
Well, it's a lot more difficult than hunting with dogs, that's for sure. But there was the second day I was hunting, I saw this huge bear across the canyon, and I got super excited, and I had it in my scope, and then a cub came out the bushes next to it, and I was very disappointed for a while there, but it just makes it all the more rewarding whenever you get one that you can actually get all on your own.
When you first spotted this bear, how far was he from you?
I'd say across the canyon was about 900 yards, but like walking down it and close to it was about half a mile. But whenever I spotted him, he just looked like a bird in the top of a tree, and I couldn't tell what it was until I got the binoculars.
Oh my goodness. And so you put the stalk on in your hot pink shirt and all. You made it down the into the canyon and then back up and got to within how close before you felt comfortable and had a shot?
I didn't know at the time. It felt a lot closer than it was, but the next day I range found it and it was 115 yards.
115?
Yes, sir.
And he only ran about 10 yards. Evidently you made a great shot.
Yeah, it was very suspenseful because, like, whenever I got to where I could, like, get down without him seeing me, he was, like, facing towards me, so I couldn't get a shot at him without hitting his head and just his head, so I had to sit and wait for him to turn to the side so I could get a good heart shot in him. And it felt like forever, but it must have been, like, less than a minute before he did. And, like, when you shoot a bear, they, like, run right for where it came from most of the time anyway. And he did, which was super scary. I had another round loaded, like, instantly ready for it, but he dropped.
He dropped. You had done your work and done it well. And, again, I say congratulations because that is just awesome. 17 years old, and you're out there in the mountains with your mom hunting bear. And that is just so cool.
Thank you.
Hey, so who was with you? I know Mom was out there with you. Was it just the two of you at that time?
Yes, it was just me and my mom.
Okay. And I'm looking at this black bear, and you got several hundred pounds of bear laying there. What did you and your mom do next?
Well, after we gutted him, we were going to just skin him out there because you can do that with bear and leave the whole carcass. But a friend of hers wanted the meat, so we had to drag the whole thing out, which was a lot of difficulty. There was a lot of difficulty in it because that thing's a couple hundred pounds at least, and we had to go all uphill for half a mile.
Oh, my word. How long did it take you to get him out? Because you didn't shoot until after 4 in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, it was just before 5, and we got him back to the truck just after 6, I think. Because we made it off the mountain before it got dark.
Wow. That is getting her done. Well, I just had to talk to you and tell you congratulations. I just love to hear these stories like this. And it makes it even better that you and your mom do this together and you and your family do this together. And you're out there just, you see it and you go for it. You're not timid about this at all. And looks like from the smile on your face, you really enjoy it.
I definitely do enjoy it.
Well, listen, Jaden, thank you so much for visiting with us on the show today. I sure do appreciate that. And hey, we're going to keep up with you and let us know, what's next on the radar. Have you got an elk on your mind or anything like that?
Well, I've seen a couple real big elks out here in the Capitans that I'd love to get, but we'll see if I draw out.
Well, keep us posted, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
Hey, Jaden, good talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's stuff like that that makes the Dallas Safari Club get up and go fight for our rights every day. That's why I'm a life member. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It settles the overbarker, the overjumper. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
This is professional turkey hunter Ray I. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Atta-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Atta-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Atta-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Atta-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
You folks come in off the porch. Kender Outdoors is back, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo Reflections is underway. Got kicked off on Wednesday, another great auction tonight, but you can bid on those auction items anytime, right now. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. We've got a link to everything you need there. And make sure you drop by and visit with the different exhibitors, because there are show specials, special pricing, like bird hunting at Joshua Creek Ranch.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, one of the packages that we book most often is a two-night stay with lodging and meals and a couple of half-day upland bird hunts. So given that that is a common package for folks to book, we put a special together for the show's virtual special this year for $1,900 a gun. And, again, that gets you two half-day guided half-day upland bird hunts, two nights of lodging, and all the meals included, breakfast and lunch and dinner every day, which, as you mentioned, are pretty special. And that's, again, $1,900 a gun. And the cool thing about these specials, Billy, is that you can call us to book them before February 14th, but you don't have to pick your date yet. So we're extending the same courtesy we do when we're at the shows. So, you know, you can put your deposit down and decide later, but go ahead and get your deposit in so you can get that discounted price.
And you can do it all online today, right now, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo Reflections. It all starts at kinderoutdoors.com. Our campfire storyteller for the past 11, nearly 12 years, was the great outdoor writer and my friend Ray Sasser. He and I were visiting one day, and he was reminiscing about an incredible bass fishing trip he took with some buddies down to Mexico. To say the least, it was memorable.
In 1975, I was living near Port Arthur, Texas, and working for the Port Arthur News. I had a friend named Jimmy Olive, who was probably the best natural bass fisherman I ever met. Olive called me one day and said, "You know, there's a new bass lake I've heard about down in Mexico. We ought to go down there and go fishing for about 3 days." So he got me and another friend of ours named Lloyd Godbow together. And Jimmy's family owned a used car lot in Port Arthur. And they just happened to have a 28-foot Winnebago on the lot. So we settled that thing up and hitched Jimmy's new 18-foot Ranger to the back of that Winnebago and headed off to Mexico. I'd only been to Mexico once in my life before then. We got down there, and this was in October, and the weather was just absolutely perfect. You know, I'd caught a lot of fish before. I'd fished during the formative years of Sam Raber and Toledo Bend, you know, when the bass limit in Texas was still 15, and some days you could actually catch that many. But this was a different deal entirely. We got down to Lake Guerrero. There were no facilities at all on the lake. In fact, you had to launch your boat where the old highway actually submerged by the lake. Luckily, Jimmy knew what was going to happen, so he called all his golfing buddies and got us all left-handed golf gloves so we could handle the fish that we caught on this lake. You know, I think we all caught over 100 fish a day and literally wore the thumbs out of those golf gloves. Over the next 40 years, I fished at Sugar Lake, Don Martin, Wheatus, Palmito, El Salto, Lake Comodoro. All of them were good by American standards, but I've never had a single day of fishing anywhere that compared to any of those 3 days at Lake Guerrero. I've had some days when I caught a lot better quality fish, but never that many. Exhausted after 3 days of fishing, and we're coming back in the Winnebago, pulling an 18-foot bass boat behind us, so that's got a lot of vehicle on the highway there. And I was driving. It was Saturday night when we got close to Matamoros, Mexico, the border crossing into Texas. I looked in the rearview mirror and saw sparks behind the Winnebago, and I thought, you know, that's not good. So we pulled off and went around there, and one of the braces on the trailer hitch that was welded on under the Winnebago had come unwelded on one side. So we were only connected on one side with this boat that no telling how much it weighed. So we got a jack, and we jacked the thing back into place, and we tied it on with a nylon rope. And then I drove through Matamoros on Saturday night, pulling that boat tied on with a ski rope. And as soon as we cleared the border, somehow or other, I don't know, I think Jimmy paid the guy $100 to come out and weld the trailer hitch back in place for us. And that's how we limped on home.
I miss my friend Ray Sasser. Click on Joshua Creek Ranch. Click on their booth when you visit the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo today for show specials on beautiful Axis Trophy bulls.
Yeah, that's typically one of our most popular specials at the Safari Club shows. And this year we're doing our traditional package, which includes an Axis buck up to 32 inches, which is a really, really good trophy, and an Axis doe. So you get two animals plus two nights lodging and all your meals for only $3,500 a gun. And, folks, there's just no better free-range Axis hunting in the world, and I know that Billy will attest to that. And this is a great special. We book a lot of these each year, and the demand is really, really high. So I encourage you, if you're thinking about an Axis package, to consider this, because, again, you can book with us before February 14th, put in your deposit, and then choose your dates later.
Well, you heard how my friend Ray Sasser did on those largemouth bass in Mexico. How about trout in Alaska?
First time I went to Alaska was with Bill Sims. He's kind of a institution in Alaska. He took us trout fishing one morning to a place called Tularet Creek. I'm never going to forget this. We were, it's actually a ditch connecting Tularet Creek with Lake Iliamna. This was in September. And these big trout, monster trout, come out of Lake Iliamna up into Tularet Creek to feed on the salmon eggs. In September, they're as big as they get, as big and heavy as they get. So we're fishing with a salmon egg pattern that's about the size of the head of a kitchen match, you know, and you're fishing under the strike detector, which is like a fancy name for a cork. So I'm casting into this, basically, a pretty ugly ditch. And in my cork, my strike indicator goes under, and I set the hook. And this fish is just instantly on the reel. You know, instantly I've got him on the reel.
Yeah.
And about 3 seconds later, this gigantic fish jumps out of the water, probably 50 yards downstream from me. I thought, I wonder what that, oh my gosh, it's my fish.
Wow.
And so I started running. You know, I had to run to keep up with him.
Yeah.
And I literally ran along the ditch there at Tularet Creek trying to keep up with this fish. And I did. I kept up with the fish and caught the fish. It was the first day I ever fished in Alaska. The fish was 33 inches long and 17 inches in girth.
Oh, my.
And there just happened to be a wildlife biologist there at the creek. It's one of the famous fishing places in all of Alaska. And the wildlife biologist, I asked him, I said, he didn't have a scale, but he measured it and took a scale sample. He didn't have any way to weigh it. And I said, how much do you think a fish like that will weigh? And he said, oh, this time of the year, probably 17 pounds.
Wow.
So, you know, that particular day, I think we caught, there were four guys in our party. I think we had five fish, 30 to 33 inches.
Man.
It's the right place at the right time.
Ray Sasser. He's no longer with us, but boy, I tell you what, he didn't waste a single day while he was here. I sure miss him. Another one of my buddies is coming up on the other side of the coffee pot, and that's Larry Wysoon. It is time right now to start scouting for fall whitetails. We'll talk about it after we grab a fresh cup of coffee.
Hey, everybody, it's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in Norfolk, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall. The Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Therefore, the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Oahe. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar Lodging stretches from the dam to the south almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef, oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget the Dead Rabbit.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word. csbiblechurch.org.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Billy Kinder Outdoors.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
This corner of the camp house brought to you by my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. They're selling memberships for the first time ever now. You talk about the perfect social distancing remedy. Check them out at kinderoutdoors.com. My buddy Larry Wysoon is on the telephone. Larry, I've had springtime crappie on my mind. Then the bottom falls out. Old man winter has blown in again.
You're exactly right. It's actually cooled down already where I am here this morning. And I look forward to the cold weather. I'm not sure I'm going to like it to stay in as cold as what it's going to be. But you know what? I'm going to take advantage of it because actually our squirrel season where my little place is runs until the end of the month, the end of February. And so I've got as soon as I can get away from the house, I am going to go grab my 22 and I'm going to head out to go hunt some squirrels. But while I'm out there, I'm also going to be spending a bunch of time looking where I might be hunting deer next year. I just picked up some property that I hunted on when I was a little bitty kid, actually, and was able to lease it and haven't been on it in a few years. So I'm anxious to spend some time doing some scouting on that place.
Wow, that's a lot of fun. I want to go back to that limb bacon real quick. Those squirrels now, if people have never eaten smothered squirrel and gravy, they're missing out, Larry.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they really are. I'm hoping with all this local boar movement that we're seeing that people will go back to doing some squirrel and rabbit hunting. They can be hunted almost any place. They're inexpensive. You can use a shotgun. You can use a 22. Hunting them is absolutely out of this world. And then once you take one or two, my gosh, you're right. That smothered squirrel is out of this world.
Boy, you talk about a perfect way to get the kids started too. It's active. They're moving. They're walking through the woods, and they can harvest those squirrels with their 22 or even a pellet gun. You can have a lot of fun with kids. Let's talk about scouting deer. February is a classic scouting month. You know, we've been out of the woods for a while in most instances anyway, and the woods have settled down. The deer have resumed their normal activities now, and it's a good time to be the only guy in the woods. But what are we going to be looking for while we're there, Larry?
One of the fortunate thing is you just mentioned the deer pretty much are back to their normal pattern that they probably were towards the middle part of the deer season or outside of when that rut was going on. So they're still going to be, you know, to me right now, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for trails. I'm looking for rubs that were used or made this past year, maybe even used in years past, the same one. Looking for scrapes to see where they've had scrapes set up. And then in some areas, the bucks are already starting to lose their antlers. So I'm going to be looking for shed antlers as well, too. And from those, I can learn quite a bit of things.
You sure can. What can we, let's talk about that for a second. What can we look at a shed antler and determine about where it came from?
One of the things that's beautiful about sheds is our deer do shed them every year. And occasionally you can find sheds that are serially from the years past. But one of the things I look for is if it's a small antler, it's probably going to tell me, I'm talking about a little four corn or a 3-point or something on one side, maybe even a spike. It's going to tell me I've got some young deer in that area. But if you say it's got 4 points on one side or 5 points on one side, I'm going to look at the size of it to begin with. But then I'm also going to grab it by the base and turn it upside down to where I can look at that pinnacle attachment area. And then also the circumference of the main beam. And in most bucks that are, say, like 2 to 3 and even some 4-year-old, particularly 2 and 3-year-old deer, antler's going to be a little bit bigger. The pedicle attachment area is going to be about the same size as what that circumference is right above the burr. And as those deer mature and if they're on a halfway decent nutritional plane, when those deer get to be about 4, 5, or even 6, they're going to have a bigger antler, of course, hopefully, and they'll have a fair-sized pedicle attachment area. But then if they've been on good nutrition, that circumference above the burr of the main beam will be bigger than that attachment area. Now, if I find a pretty good-sized antler and I look at it and he's got a great big pedicle attachment area and then he kind of slims down when you get to the main beam, it's probably a deer that's kind of over the hill. So it gives me an idea kind of what the age class of that deer is from that cast that antler. But I will tell you this also, that particularly in those 5 and 6 year old shed antlers, buck antlers I found, quite often we have taken those deer that fall of hunting season within 100 yards or less of where we found that shed antler.
There's a pretty good tip right there. We're going to be talking to Tom Dockin today on the show, too, up in Minnesota, about how to train our bird dogs to collect sheds for us. Yeah, it's a great way to get out with your, extend the time in the field with your bird dog. No foliage this time of year in most areas anyway. That makes it a whole lot easier to see rubs from a distance that you're not going to see in just a couple of months. And you can still see those scrapes from last fall.
You're exactly right. And one of the things that I look for is on the rubs is I'm looking for bushes, trees, most of the time are saplings, you know, small trees. I want to look for a tree that's been rubbed where it looks like it's been rubbed near as fast as well, too, to where there's a kind of a bald spot. There's no bark, and you can see where the bark's kind of grown back around it, and then you can see where they've been rubbing on it as well, too. A lot of times I notice there are certain bucks, not all of them, but, again, a fair number of them, that will return to that same place to rub their antlers every year. And, of course, you know, several bucks can rub on the same rubbing tree kind of thing. But one of the things that I've learned, too, is that some bucks come back to that one particular rub, and you can tell a whole lot about their antlers based upon the surface of that rub. If it's deeply gouged and it's got a little bunch of little grooves, that deer's probably got a bunch of little kicker points down at the bases, either at the base of his antlers or, you know, in his brow tine area somewhere. But if it's real slick, probably doesn't have, he's got kind of a slick antler as well, too. And then sometimes, if you're really fortunate, you can find those rubs to where you can see where that deer's been rubbing on a sapling, and then beyond that, there's some bushes, and you can see where the tips of his antlers were touching those bushes or catching those bushes where his main rubbing area was right there at his forehead. That gives you an idea a lot of time in terms of the time length, and even to some extent, maybe even a little bit on what kind of spread he had.
Yeah, very good. Hey, I was pheasant hunting up in South Dakota a couple of months ago, and I had heard about a massive mule deer that he was the guy up in this one area. And Larry, I went up and ran the dogs between in a shelter belt between two rows of trees, and from one end of that to the other, which was maybe a quarter of a mile, there had to be between 200 and 300 trees and small limbs that he had just thrashed and torn up. And I found scrapes the size of a Volkswagen. I mean, this guy, I never got my eyes on him, but he's on my mind still. And I'm going to try to maybe sneak up there and be sitting in his home territory this fall. You can learn a lot in the woods this time of year. Larry, it's the final, couple of days now of Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo online. And you know what? It's been a massive success these past few days.
It truly has. I really felt like it would be. You know, several other organizations kind of set the stage with Forrest and kind of got people used to bidding online. And as you mentioned, there's still time to do that. And yet, go to DSC Hunting, onlinehuntingauctions.com or the biggame.org site as well, too, to learn more. But absolutely, we've still got a little bit of time left here to bid on some extremely good hunts, including, I think, one of them that I'm involved in with Ron Nemechek and his wife Maria up with North River Outfitters in Canada, where I shot a penny crocket buck. An unbelievable place to go hunting. So that, I think, is still coming up. And then, too, I think we don't shut down silent auction items. I looked at some of those, and there's some fabulous hunts available there and items up dealing with hunting in the outdoors as well, too. And I think that closes down on Sunday afternoon.
Yep, plenty of time to get your bidding in. And, of course, tonight, another big auction. Larry, always a pleasure to talk with you, and I will see you soon with a fishing pole in your hand, brother.
I am really looking forward to that, sir.
Hey, let's grab ourselves a cup of coffee. This is DSC's Kender Outdoors.
Looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop tine. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Kender Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, thank you so very much for hanging out with us in the camp house today at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. It means a lot to us. Make sure you come see us at kinderoutdoors.com. That's K-I-N-D-E-R, like kindergarten, kinderoutdoors.com. You're going to find everything Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo there. Tremendous auctions underway. You can bid on tonight's live auction right now. And don't forget the silent auction items, too. Plus, visit all of those vendors. They're waiting on you. It all starts at kinderoutdoors.com. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, with so many different formulas because there are so many different dogs. There is a perfect fuel for your puppy, your juvenile, your senior citizen, your working dog, your couch potato, your dog with an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain. Yep, there's a Pro Plan specifically formulated for your dog. Peruse the Pro Plan formulas at your local Atwoods Ranch and Home Store. The big bass have been rolling in the state of Texas, up to 4 legacy class Texas sharelunkers now. A legacy class fish is 13 pounds or bigger. A lunker is 8 pounds or better. 340 of those were turned in last year during the Texas sharelunker program. They came from 86 different lakes in 2020. Everyone with an entry into the Texas sharelunker program was included in a drawing for a $5,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And it was Roy Saunders of Abilene, Texas, randomly selected for that gigantic shopping spree at Bass Pro. The top 5 sharelunker producing lakes last year were number 1, Lake Fork, with 60 fish over 8 pounds. Lake Conroe had 20 entries. The Brazos River showed up with 16. Sam Rayburn, Big Sam, 15 entries, and Falcon and Athens tied at 10 entries each. Speaking of big bass, the Bassmaster Elites are on the water this weekend, the St. John's River in Florida. Rick Klun is really good at pulling giants out of there. If you've ever fished the St. John's, and it was prior to 2017 and Hurricane Irma, you probably fished the eelgrass. Irma blew most of that out. Now, it's a vastly different fishery, and they'll crown a champion at Palatka Riverfront Park at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That's Eastern time. See how they do down there with a north wind blowing. Just because the calendar has flipped to a new year doesn't mean that the gun buying frenzy has slowed at all. If anything, it's picked up the pace. Newly released background check data from January shows that Americans are buying guns at a blistering pace. According to the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check, NCIS, data, 4.3 million firearm background checks were initiated in January. That's the highest number on record ever, and up over 300,000 in comparison to December. 3 of the top 10 weeks, highest weeks ever, came from the month of January. If you've had your eye on that new pistol, it's a pretty safe bet that you're going to have to wait a while to get it. Same story with ammo. The record-setting pace of ammunition sales and the resulting shortage, it's not slowing down. In fact, Florida's Fox 35 News reported that people are camping out as early as 2 a.m. in front of various sporting goods stores when they hear a rumor that there's going to be a cartridge delivery today. They're camping on the sidewalk in front of the store starting at 2 a.m., despite the fact that they can only buy 3 boxes. There's a limit. A fellow named David Godkin was talking to a reporter in front of one of the stores. He said, "I just come here on Monday. Tuesday, I go to Buena Vista. Wednesday, I go to East Colonial. Thursday, Buena Vista. Friday, East Colonial. Sunday, I go to Millennia." A different store every day. He knows when the deliveries are coming in. He explained his ammo chase by saying that he spends a lot of time on the range. Demand is outpacing production, and the ability to increase manufacturing capacity, well, It's not an overnight option. If you'll come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, you're going to find links to some videos from the state of Alaska. These videos are about the bears in the McNeil River State Game Sanctuary. Brown bears gather there. More brown bears gather in this spot than any other spot on Earth. To get there, you'll more than likely have a long flight, followed by a shorter float plane flight, followed by hours of hiking. It's a trip that you'll more than likely never take, me either, but it's a sight that everyone wants to see. Go look at these bears. Click on these instructional videos simply to see the great footage of these majestic bears in Alaska. It's something else. Hey, if you have a bird dog, I would urge you this spring to attend a field trial. They're all across the United States. And hey, it's a great way to stretch out time in the field with your dog. While you're there, ask around, hey, what do you feed your bird dogs? Ask the folks that win the trial what they feed their dogs. There's about a 90% chance that it's Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Good morning, everyone. It's Brian Snowden. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, antis that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the Double Tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild. driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Hey, I want to say hello to Michael Mitchell. He sent me a note this week saying, "Hey, Billy, good morning and God bless you. I'm really enjoying your podcasts. Thanks for standing up for the good Lord. Thanks for all you do for our great outdoors that God allows us to enjoy in His creation." Hey, thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate the note. Thank you for listening. Michael's down there in Emory, Texas, in the land of the giants, down around Lake Fork. And yeah, you can hear the show anytime you want by catching a podcast. It's a copy of this broadcast, so you don't miss anything. You can pick up our weekly podcast at kinderoutdoors.com or your favorite podcast provider. They all know about us, and all you have to do is let them know that you want a free weekly download to your device, and it'll be there waiting for you to listen when you want. Well, hey, let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and go to the frigid north. I'm talking about the great state of Minnesota. Northfield, Minnesota is where Tom Dawkins' Oak Ridge Kennels are located. Tom, always a pleasure to visit with you. Welcome back to the show. And before we start talking about what I want to talk to you about, I want to hear about your bird season. Did you have a good bird season as we start to wrap things up now, bird season with your dogs?
Well, yeah, you know, we're from South Dakota, so obviously we're in the pheasant capital of the world there. And bird numbers, you know, they're coming back now. We did have some bad winters and did have some bad springs. And, you know, now things are starting to turn around a little bit. You know how that kind of happens. We got an open winter this winter. That really helps the population there as well. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good season. We got out, had a lot of fun. We did travel around to different parts of the state. And we enjoyed it. And absolutely, the weather held really nice, even way late into the season. So that was not only good for hunters, but good for the birds as well.
Boy, I had a tremendous trip to South Dakota, Robin and I, back in November. Pheasant numbers up, all wild birds, beautiful weather while we were there, 100 in shorts one day. You know, so
don't
just think that if you're going to South Dakota for pheasant season that you're going to have to get bundled up like that kid from the Christmas Story movie. You don't. You're going to find very pleasant weather many years. But now we turn our attention to a new time of year and new fun with our dogs, shed hunting. Which has been really popular for a long time, but Tom, you kind of manifested shed hunting with our dogs a few years ago, and a lot of people have caught on and learned the enjoyment of this.
Well, you know, people have been shed hunting for years and years, and obviously I had too. I love to bow hunt as well as bird hunt. And we didn't invent shed hunting with dogs, but being a dog trainer, I thought, well, why not? Why not train our own dogs to do it? And then from there, we started a shed hunting competition, North American Shed Hunting Dog Association. You can go to sheddogtrainer.com and check into that. So there's actually events now all over the United States where you can go and run your dog and enjoy that sport as well. But, yeah, you know, we're getting ready to start kicking it in here, probably up in our area, you know, because it's pretty dead winter right now. In fact, 5 below up in South Dakota right now. But we're, you know, normally March is kind of the time when we start getting out and start, looking for sheds. So it's a growing sport. And to be able to take your dog out and do it, it's just one more thing that you can do at that time of the year.
Not that big a jump to take your bird dog and move over to sheds this time of year, shed antlers.
Well, it is, and a lot of people maybe feel a little intimidated by, can I do this with my dog? And I really try to break it down. If I'm doing a seminar, I say, just think of that antler like one of your training dummies. And if you have a dog that likes to retrieve, obviously that's a big part of this, because if your dog's out searching, finds an antler, and you don't see him find it, you want to know that he'll pick it up and bring it back. So if you just start playing fetch with an antler, if you're just starting your dog off, and then give that antler a name, like I'll say find the bone. I don't want to give it a dead bird name, because my dogs hunt birds as well. And then one other thing is, it's not going to hurt your bird dog. So if you're out bird hunting with your gun, your dog's not going to just start, you know, looking for sheds. Maybe he'll bump into one, but he's not going to be looking for them. So it won't ruin your bird dog as well. And think about it, this time of year, you know, coming the next few months, there's really nothing to do with your dogs hunting-wise, and why not give them something else to do? And our dogs absolutely love it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Just time with you in the field makes our dogs happy, and this is just such a natural and great alternative. Larry Wysoon is on the show this week, too, and we were talking earlier in the show, Tom, about shed hunting and how you can combine that time in the field with your dog right now, shed hunting, scouting for next year, because many times you're going to find where those deer live, you know, their bedroom, so to speak, and where they spend a lot of their time, where those sheds are. You find those old scrapes and rubs. And no foliage this time of year, boy, you can see a ton of stuff.
Right. That's just time in the woods. So, you know, different, you know, you get up in those harsh Midwest areas, or even in Saskatchewan, this time of year, as the weather has turned and gotten really bad, these deer have their traditional wintering areas, no different than the elk out west, how they'll come into a wintering area. So you'll start to realize where they come, you know, from a wintertime standpoint. But the big thing there is get out in those areas where you're actually going to find, you know, if you are a deer hunter, find where actually they've been. Now, this time of year, when you get in those colder climates, you're going to find that they're going to be concentrated. I'm going to point something out, though, now in those harsh areas. Those deer are there for a reason. They're there for cover. They're there for food sources. That's why they're there. So I always tell people, don't go in right now and start shed hunting and kick them out of those critical areas, because the colder the climate it is, they're there for survival. Just wait on it. Those antlers aren't going to go anywhere. They're not going to run off or fly off. So wait till they start dispersing out of those wintering areas before you go in there and start kicking them out of there. It's more for the animals than anything else.
Yeah, very good point. And obviously this opens up in stages for all of us. If you're in Florida or Alabama or South Texas, that's a different story than Minnesota or South Dakota or Saskatchewan. Hey, always a pleasure to catch up with you, Tom. I'm sure that with COVID, your in-person appearances around the country have probably slowed down, but we can still catch you online.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in fact, for people who listen today, go to that sheddogtrainer.com. Website, look for some of these shed hunting tips. And then also you can go to YouTube and find a lot of good tips if you want to train your dog to do these things as well.
Tom Dockin, thank you so much. We always appreciate your expertise.
Thanks, Billy.
Tom no doubt has the Long Johns on this morning up there in the Great White North. Hey, if you were to check Tom's kennels or Ronnie Smith's kennels in Oklahoma or Rick Smith's kennels in Virginia, or the great Hall of Famer Delmer Smith's kennels, you'd see a common thread there. And that is Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. It's what these guys insist upon. And the vast majority of champions are fed. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Well, in case you missed it in the first hour of the show, we spoke with a very special young lady up in Capitan, New Mexico. She's 17 years old, and she self-guided herself on her first bear hunt and was successful and skinned that booger and packed him up the mountain and out. Just her and her mom. Pretty impressive kid. We're going to replay that interview for you when we come back from the coffee pot. Also, Kip Adams is coming up with the National Deer Association. They're brand new and a great ally to the North American deer hunter. We'll talk to Kip shortly. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Check out the online auction items and all the vendors right now at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, KinderOutdoors.com.
Hi, I'm Walter Perry, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. But you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these Native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original. The last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. Here's a great alternative to corporate team building, client entertainment, and employee appreciation. Northern Sky Outfitters near Jacksboro, Texas. Just a little over an hour from DFW Airport, Northern Sky offers up a beautiful ranch at the top of the Texas Hill Country, teeming with wildlife. You'll find a welcoming camp at Northern Sky, too, with comfortable lodging to suit the individual or the whole group. I've hunted with Keith and Barbara Weems at Northern Sky Outfitters a couple of times now, and I'm looking forward to my next trip. Northern Sky Outfitters caters to both the rifle and bow hunter for hogs, whitetail, and exotic wildlife, axis deer, and black buck hunts. With a mild winter and great rainfall over the past year, Northern Sky Outfitters has the kind of quality wildlife that you just won't find on very many ranches. If you're looking for a hunt that's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with great amenities and abundant quality wildlife,
Northern Sky Outfitters deserves a good look. Do that now at NorthernSkyOutfitters.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Screen that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. Your end camp with Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Hey, I want to invite you to come out and shoot around the sporting clays with me and benefit a bunch of great kids at the same time. March 26th, it is the CASA of Tarrant County Pull for Kids Clay Shoot. March 26th, two sessions, 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., the fifth annual Pull for Kids Clay Shoot. These guys award beautiful buckles if you win this thing and give away a ton of guns and great raffle items, a variety of prizes. Lunch is included, and you don't have to walk and carry your gun. Complimentary golf carts. Hey, if you're in the North Texas area, we'd love to see you. Come on out and support Tarrant County CASA, court-appointed special advocates for kiddos, and our first responders. Learn more about it when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by my friends Joe and Ann Kirchival at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. You know, they're selling memberships now, which makes a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons, and I'd urge you to go check these unique memberships out at this beautiful Central Texas ranch. All the details are at kinderoutdoors.com. We paid a visit earlier to a young lady in Capitan, New Mexico that is pretty doggone remarkable. Her name is Jaden Waddell, and she's 17 years old.
I got a picture of you a couple of weeks ago, sitting there just grinning, so happy, up in some beautiful mountains, I'm guessing there in New Mexico. And you're there with your bear, the first bear you'd ever taken, and I don't blame you. I'd be smiling big, too, Jaden. Way to go.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I want to talk to you a little bit about your hunting and how this all started with you. You're 17, right?
Yes, sir.
And you live in or around Capitan, New Mexico.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in the Capitan Mountains. And a lot of people don't know this, but that's where Smokey the Bear is buried in Capitan, right there outside of Capitan, right?
Yeah, his tombstone's in town at a memorial. He's
yeah.
Capitan.
Is that where you were hunting for your bear? It was in the Capitan Mountains?
I was in the Carrizo Mountains.
Okay, where is that?
It's a little west of the Capitan.
So you started hunting 3 years ago, and you started with your mom, right?
Yes.
That is so cool. So you and mom are sitting around having dinner one night, and you just say, you know what, let's go deer hunting? How'd that happen?
Well, I guess she actually wasn't with me for my very first hunt because she was working, but my stepdad at the time took me because I finally drew out for a big game.
Uh-huh. And went deer hunting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that first hunt, did you kill a deer that first hunt?
I actually got my first deer on my opening morning. So
okay.
It was actually on Thanksgiving Day. And my stepdad and brother had turkey tags, and they both tagged out of turkeys on the same day.
Hey, that's a pretty special Thanksgiving. You won't forget that one, will you?
No, sir, I won't.
So you and your mom hunt together quite a bit?
When we draw out, yes.
Yeah, okay. And so you decided this year that you were going to go bear hunting for the first time. And I'm looking at your picture there, and you've got a pretty bright shirt on. Most people wear camo. And you said, hey, I'm just going hunting, right?
Yeah, I had actually just gotten off work and didn't have time to change before I went up the mountain.
But it didn't matter. And a lot of people hunt with dogs and they get those bears moving. You didn't have that luxury. You just went out on a spot and stalk. You took your rifle to the woods and just went purely hunting and hunted for 4 days, did a lot of glassing, I'm sure, in 4 days with your binocular, and then finally spotted one that you thought maybe you could get to and look like a shooter.
Yeah.
Tell me about your stalk.
Well, it's a lot more difficult than hunting with dogs, that's for sure. But there was the second day I was hunting, I saw this huge bear across the canyon, and I got super excited, and I had it in my scope, and then a cub came out the bushes next to it, and I was very disappointed for a while there. But it just makes it all the more rewarding whenever you get one that you can actually get all on your own.
When you first spotted this bear, how far was he from you?
I'd say across the canyon was about 900 yards, right. But like walking down it and close to it was about half a mile. But whenever I spotted him, he just looked like a bird in the top of a tree, and I couldn't tell what it was until I got the binoculars.
Oh, my goodness. And so you put the stalk on in your hot pink shirt and all. You made it down the into the canyon and then back up and got to within how close before you felt comfortable and had a shot?
I didn't know at the time. It felt a lot closer than it was, but the next day I range found it, and it was 115 yards.
115.
Yes, sir.
And he only ran about 10 yards. Evidently, you made a great shot.
Yeah, it was very suspenseful because, like, whenever I got to where I could, like, get down without him seeing me, he was, like, facing towards me, so I couldn't get a shot at him without hitting his head and just his head. So I had to sit and wait for him to turn to the side so I could get a good heart shot in him. And it felt like forever, but it must have been, like, less than a minute before he did. And, like, when you shoot a bear, they, like, run right for where it came from most of the time anyway. And he did, which was super scary. I had another round loaded, like, instantly ready for it, but he dropped.
He dropped. You had done your work and done it well. And, again, I say congratulations because that is just awesome. 17 years old, and you're out there in the mountains with your mom hunting bears. And that is just so cool.
Thank you.
Hey, so who was with you? I know mom was out there with you. Was it just the two of you at that time?
Yes, it was just me and my mom.
Okay. And I'm looking at this black bear, and you got several hundred pounds of bear laying there. What did you and your mom do next?
Well, after we gutted him, we were going to just skin him out there because you can do that with bear and leave the whole carcass. But a friend of hers wanted the meat, so we had to drag the whole thing out, which was a lot of difficulty. There was a lot of difficulty in it because that thing's a couple hundred pounds at least, and we had to go all uphill for half a mile.
Oh, my word. How long did it take you to get him out? Because you didn't shoot until after 4 in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, it was just before 5, and we got him back to the truck just after 6, I think, because we made it off the mountain before it got dark.
Wow, that is getting her done. Well, I just had to talk to you and tell you congratulations. I just love to hear these stories like this. And it makes it even better that you and your mom do this together and you and your family do this together. And And you're out there just, you know, you see it and you go for it. You're not timid about this at all. And looks like from the smile on your face, you really enjoy it.
I definitely do enjoy it.
Well, listen, Jaden, thank you so much for visiting with us on the show today. I sure do appreciate that. And hey, we're going to keep up with you and let us know, you know, what's next on the radar. Have you got an elk on your mind or anything like that?
Well, I've seen a couple real big elks out here in the Capitans that I'd love to get, but we'll see if I draw out.
Well, keep us posted, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
Hey, Jaden, good talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Jace Robertson from Duck Dynasty. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Billy, if you don't sit down, those ducks are never going to come in.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives, vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry, a huge selection of bison moccasins, shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old. And this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
And if you'll visit the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, which is in full swing right now, it all starts at KinderOutdoors.com, and just click on the link to go to the convention and expo. You're going to get a show special offer from Joshua Creek Ranch. Just click on their booth to shoot two axis does, the finest protein on planet Earth, in my humble opinion. Two axis does for $800. It's a show special. Claim it now at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I want to welcome Kip Adams to the show. Kip is with the National Deer Association. And Kip, I'm sure a lot of people are hearing that and going, wow, that's a really good idea, but what is the National Deer Association?
Actually, it's a brand new organization that combines the efforts of a couple of longstanding organizations, Billy. QDMA, or the Quality Deer Management Association, that's been around since 1988. I've been with QDMA for over 18 years. We actually merged with the National Deer Alliance this past fall. And what it allowed us to do is continue all the great work that QDMA has done and combine it with the strengths, particularly the advocacy strengths that come over from the alliance side and make us an even leaner and stronger organization for deer hunters and deer managers. So for those of that see our logo and think, man, I think I recognize that's because it's the exact same logo that QDMA's had for over 30 years. But combined strengths are a little better for hunters out there.
Yeah, very good. And how do you use that strength? I heard you say that you represent me in front of our legislators. I like that, your advocacy.
Absolutely. And we fight for deer hunters' behalf to make sure that we have healthy populations of deer that we can hunt, that we have the ability to go afield and hunt those. We're a science-based organization, so we specialize in education. So we can teach people about deer and deer biology and, you know, deer movement patterns, how to enhance habitat for deer. So ultimately, we just want to ensure, you know, a future of wild deer and our wildlife habitat and hunting. So we're hunters, and we want to make sure that the hunters are first and foremost out there with regard to help and manage our whitetail populations.
Yeah, and I greatly appreciate the efforts that you guys put forth to protect not only the resource itself and the habitat that the deer across the United States use, but representing us, standing in front of important people on my behalf as a hunter. I really appreciate that. The name is the National Deer Association, not the National Whitetail Association. So I'm guessing you guys do research and habitat help and stuff for the mule deer and the coos deer and for all of the above.
That's right. And that was a big change, you know, when we merged with the alliance, you know, going from just whitetails to incorporating mule deer and those other subspecies. And we recognize that there's certainly other groups out there that work directly with mule deer. However, we can help a bunch from the legislative side and the advocacy side for mule deer, blacktails, you know, cows deer, key deer, et cetera. So we've expanded our focus. You know, we're still at the core, you know, a whitetail organization. We spend a bunch of our time on that, but we have expanded the work that we do to help those other species as well. Because, you know, if you're a deer hunter, particularly if you're in the Midwest or the western part of the country, you know, you may spend a bunch of time hunting mule deer as well. And those need deer and those hunters need to be spoken for, too. So I'm pretty excited that we've expanded that focus to include them.
You bet. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the National Deer Association Deer Report for 2021. This is really exciting news when it comes to how we harvest our deer, what we put in our freezers and harvest out in the field, because we're doing a better job of letting our bucks get a little older now as hunters nationwide. We're more educated, Kip, and your results in your study reflect that.
Absolutely. You know, we have been monitoring the age structure of the buck harvest for a long time, and it is amazing how differently it is today from a decade or more ago. More hunters today pass younger bucks than ever before. And, you know, historically there was places like South Texas where you could see older bucks, but, man, if you weren't from that part of the world, there wasn't a lot of hunters that got the opportunity to see or chase older bucks. And that's very different today. We're harvesting a more mature bucks today than ever before, and hunters are really reaping the benefits of some pretty cool deer programs.
Deer hunting, whitetail is the king in North America, and during this past hunting season that we've just wrapped up or wrapping up, nearly 3 million bucks taken during the hunting season. That's bucks alone, which says something to the management of our whitetail herd across America. There's a lot of deer running around.
That is for sure. We have growing deer herds in many states. Some places that's really good, and some places we see some state wildlife agencies that want to cut that growth a little bit. But that growing buck harvest is a sure sign that, yeah, there's a lot of strong, healthy deer populations out there, and in many cases on the rise.
If people want to learn more about the National Deer Association, your website is just awesome, by the way, for the novice, the beginner, the guy that wants to get started or gal, and the experienced hunter. You guys have done a great job with your website.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, it's our goal to provide that type of information that the hunters are looking for, whether they're brand new or very experienced. So the idea is, you know, share this information with them so, you know, it can help them be more successful during the hunting season and be a little better steward of our natural resources.
Yeah, deerassociation.com is the website, and I've got a link at kinderoutdoors.com. Interesting to me, Kip, how people, how we take our deer. 64%, no surprise, of the 2019-2020 season killed their deer with a firearm. 25% bow hunters. That number's coming on up and has been a good number over the past several years. And 10% with a muzzle loader. But it's New Jersey that leads the pack in the deer harvest with archery equipment. 63%, a huge number up there. And I guess we all get caught in our own little ruts and what we do, and we assume that everyone is like us, and that's just not the case. We're a diverse group.
That's for sure, and you hit on that about that growing number of archers out there with that bow hunter harvest increasing. You know, 15 years ago, that percentage was only about 15%, and so slowly but surely, we're taking more deer with the archery equipment during the year. And in large part, you know, it's many of the same hunters, Billy, that they used to shoot them with a rifle or a shotgun. They've, you know, taken advantage of expanded archery opportunities and, in many cases, better weather and shooting some of those deer a little earlier in the hunting season.
The National Deer Association is a nonprofit conservation group. That means you rely on us, the deer hunter, to keep you going. How can we help?
Oh, absolutely. We're a member-based organization. We have members all across the United States and Canada and several foreign countries. So you can certainly help us by joining. We say all deer hunters ought to belong because we fight for them, and we have lots of stuff to offer for them.
Hey, Kip, before we go, tell me one good deer hunting story. Did you have a good fall?
Man, I sure did. I'm very lucky. I have two young kids who are just ate up with deer hunting and some nephews that like it. And this past year, I had a great opportunity to mentor my kids and my nephews and some other hunters. So I think I love hunting more every year, Billy, than before. And taking somebody new each year just makes it that much more exciting. So I got to see a bunch of deer fall and bunch of deer get processed, teach people how to do that as well, and then ultimately share that venison with some needy families. So my family eats a lot of it, but we share some as well. So I'm a very lucky man to get to experience each part of that during the deer season.
Hey, Kip, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you much, Billy. You have a great day.
Hey, we're all out of time, but hey, maybe we'll see you up and down the virtual aisles of the Dallas Safari Club Convention Expo and Auctions today. I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.